Jonah's disappointment. The case of Jonah was presented before me. God commanded him to go to Nineveh and deliver the message that he gave him. Jonah obeyed. The solemn cry was heard throughout the streets of the wicked city, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." The city was a marvel of wealth and magnificence, yet the king believed the warning, and he and his people humbled themselves before the Lord, with fasting and sackcloth. A merciful God accepted their repentance and lengthened the days of their probation. He turned away his fierce anger, and awaited the fruits of Nineveh's humiliation. But Jonah dreaded being called a false prophet. He murmured at the compassion of God in sparing the people whom he had warned of destruction. He could not bear the thought of standing before the people as a deceiver. He overlooked the great mercy of God toward the repentant city, in the personal humiliation of seeing his prophecy unfulfilled. Elder Morse was in a condition similar to that of the disappointed prophet. He had proclaimed that the Lord would come in 1844. The time had passed. The check of fear that had partially held the people was removed, and they indulged in derision of those who had looked in vain for Jesus. Elder Morse felt that he was a byword among his neighbors, an object of jest, and he could not be reconciled to his position. He did not think of the mercy of God in granting the world a longer time in which to prepare for his coming, that the warning of his judgment might be heard more widely, and the people tested with greater light. Instead of being discouraged at his disappointment, as was Jonah, Elder Morse should have cast aside his selfish sorrow and gathered up the rays of precious light that God had given his people. He should have rejoiced that the world was granted a reprieve, and been ready to aid in carrying forward the great work yet to be done upon the earth, in bringing sinners to repentance and salvation.